RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
404-726-0929. You can always text us and find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Let's talk to our man B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, CBS NFL analyst. And B, hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas, very Merry Christmas, that is. Want to ask you about the games yesterday before we get into this weekend schedule. Mike and I was just talking, we were talking about Netflix catching some heat. Production value, some of the decisions they made, taken away from maybe the games themselves. But overall, I thought yesterday was kind of a dud. What'd you think?
Well, I think yesterday wasn't going to live up to the expectations because of the injuries. You know what I mean? You talk about the first matchup between the Cowboys and the Commanders. And yes, both teams were already eliminated from the playoffs, but one team didn't have their star quarterback. And the Commanders, heck, the Commanders didn't have their backup quarterback in Marcus Mariota as well. So when you lose, you know, star power at that position, clearly it won't reach the expectations in terms of how the game played out. Dallas took care of business. Granted, the Commanders fought back. And then the second matchup, you know, you had divisional foes once again, Minnesota and Detroit. But Minnesota was without their quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. And still found a way to win, you know what I mean? And then the final matchup, no Pat Mahomes against Bo Nix. So, unfortunately, those injuries took some of the fire out of those ball games. But I can tell you this much, all three games were competitive.
Right on.
Surprisingly competitive. You know, we almost saw the Commanders fight back to win that ball game. That was surprising without, you know, Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota. You saw Minnesota, what Minnesota did. I mean, what, having a net passing day of what, 7 yards, 3 yards, or something like that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, crazy. And then Bo Nix, you know, almost squandered away a win against Kansas City. So, yeah, we saw some injuries took some of the fire out of the game, but the competitive edge was definitely there from all three games.
Kevin O'Connell, you mentioned it, man. They're getting down to, like, the third quarterback. They won four games in a row. That's coaching, man. Meanwhile, I don't know where you fall on this, Bryant. I thought that Dan Campbell, he's bitten off more than he can chew trying to call the plays, too, for the Lions.
No question. Yeah, man. You know what? When he decided to take over play calling from Johnny Morton, I was a bit confused because it wasn't like the offense was struggling at that time. You know, injuries played a major factor in their inability to be as consistent as explosive than what we saw in years past. And Dan Campbell took over play calling. He had a few flashes here or there, but for the most part, they kind of struggled, especially in situational moments, fourth downs. I mean, once again, man, not converting fourth downs will get you beat. And I know people are asking the question, has the window for the Detroit Lions closed? I'm not saying that it closed because you still have Jared Goff, and one would say they should be healthier next year than this year. But the window is not as open as it once was. You know, when you get to an NFC Championship game, guys, you know, especially in that game 2 years ago when they played San Francisco, and just his aggressiveness played a major factor in San Francisco coming from behind to win that ball game. You don't know when you can get back there to that moment again. And now when you look at the division is more competitive than it was 2 years ago. Now with Chicago, you know, taking Ben Johnson away from his team. Now you look at the relationship with Ben Johnson and Caleb and what they're doing. You know, even though Green Bay's dealing with some injuries, Jordan Love isn't slowing down anytime soon. So their future is bright. And to your point, you know, Mike, what you talked about, Kevin O'Connor, he's a heck of a good coach.
Right.
So the window is not as wide open as it once was, and now you can start to see some of that pressure collapse the Detroit Lions organization.
B, let's talk about these rumors, because that's what they are. But there could be something to them coming out of Baltimore with the report about Harbaugh being tired of what's going on with Lamar. And look, that organization's won a lot with Harbaugh. They won a lot with Lamar. Mm-hmm. He is doubtful for this game against the Packers. I think Jordan Love is as well. But what's your take on this? Because everybody's pointing to next year when that cap number becomes like $70 million or something crazy, and everybody's saying, all right, does this have anything to do with what's coming out of that building? Because somebody leaked some of this stuff to this reporter.
There you have it, Carl. That reporter from the Baltimore Sun did not just all of a sudden make up these stories. No, I don't know the reporter's name personally, but I heard he's been with the Baltimore Sun for quite some time, so he has an established resume and an established profession within that city. So I highly doubt he would jeopardize his career to make up a story all of a sudden about Lamar Jackson sleeping and et cetera. So to your point, Carl, someone gave him that information, and someone within the organization gave him that information, because I highly doubt if he felt like the information he received was incredible, he would not have produced the story.
Two times.
So he had faith.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He had faith that the information that was given to him was credible enough for him to broadcast this story for it to be a national headline. Now, the bigger question is, to your point, what's next with Lamar Jackson? Because, yeah, you said something that was critical. Coach Harbaugh has done a real good job with Lamar Jackson, right? And that's true. But I also could say he's underachieved with Lamar Jackson also. Because think about this. Throughout the regular season wins, he's been very, very consistent, always a playoff-caliber team. But what then when they get in the playoffs? They've never made a significant push to get to a sticky Lombardi. Never. At all. So now when you talk about what we're seeing in the AFC, there's no Pat Mahomes involved in the playoffs conversation, no Joe Burrow, and no Lamar Jackson. Now, when you look at some of the young quarterbacks that have taken flight, Drake May, right? When you look at Drake May, you look at Bo Nix. When you look at what's going on with Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars, when you look at the Houston Texans, and whatever you want to say about Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin has done more with less when you look at Harbaugh having Lamar Jackson and Mike Tomlin having musical chairs at the quarterback position.
Right. And by the way, we're just looking at it. It's the writer you're referring to, Brian McFadden's with us, guys, Mike Preston, longtime Baltimore writer for The Sun. And as you said, as Carl pointed out, that just didn't come out of thin air. We always talk about his turnovers. You know, Mark Andrews was the kind of the guy that was wearing the black hat, but Lamar also turned the ball over in their last playoff appearance. I just think it looks like, and I hate to say it because I like the guy's game, there's a ceiling now with Lamar Jackson. I mean, how much of what the writer wrote do you buy? That, you know, they've got to look at that $75 million price tag and say maybe there's another way to go.
Well, my thing is this. I'm not going to sit here and say there's another way to go, because I don't know if your option B is better than option A. Lamar Jackson is still a high-level elite quarterback in the National Football League. But there's something within Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens where they just kind of almost reached their peak, in my opinion. I would definitely take a guy like Lamar Jackson in Pittsburgh. I think when you guys remember years ago when Lamar Jackson wanted to request a trade and all these teams came out, Atlanta being one, saying they would not entertain Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that?
Of course.
And people thought there was some type of collusion going on,
right,
which was weird. If Lamar Jackson came out and said, now, I want to be traded, I bet the same sentiments wouldn't be said from organizations now verbally saying, we don't want Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean? Because you see how those teams that said they didn't want Lamar Jackson, they're still trying to figure out the quarterback position for the most part, right? So if you're Baltimore, you just got to find out what needs to be done to get over the hump. But you can't sit here and say, in my opinion, our time is up with Lamar Jackson. Let's move on. No. Man, Lamar Jackson is still a beast. He's dealing with injuries. It was a down year. But 90% of the league would take Lamar Jackson as their starting quarterback. And the teams that wouldn't, they got a high-level quarterback already.
I agree. I think that's premature to say they should move on, but I'm curious to see how this shakes out. While we're talking about endings, Kelsey was pretty emotional in that season finale at Arrowhead. Is he done?
I think so. I think he's done. I think when you look at his, first of all, Hall of Fame career, he's done everything plus more. Individually speaking, team-oriented speaking, championship, he's done it. Now, when you look at where the Kansas City Chiefs are, you know, Pat Mahomes is injured. Will he be ready by the start of the season? We don't know. And clearly, you would never think of Kansas City being in a rebuild next year. But in terms of the foundation and the stability, I don't think it's as stable as it was in years past, seeing the injury to Pat Mahomes and where he will be in September of 2026. And if you're Travis Kelce, do you want to be a part of an organization that potentially may not be with, may be without Pat Mahomes in the first month, month and a half of the season, right? I don't know. I don't think so. And the way how he embraced last night's game and how he walked off, it felt like it was his last walk off the field in that hit. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, the body language, right? Body language just kind of looked a certain way. Talking with our man Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl winner. You played on a really good team. So I don't ever, I think you've ever had a lame duck type season. We are in a lame duck type season right now. We found out there's a consulting firm that's looking at the Falcons. We were debating this earlier in the week, Carl and I, B. I mean, it's good if you could beat the Rams, but is it too little too late to win over Arthur Blank and whoever's looking at this from the outside because of how you had the five-game losing streak, which cost you the division?
I don't think so. I think if you Raheem Morris and his entire staff, you want to finish on a good note because we're prisoners of the moment, and usually the last thing that you do is what we remember the most. Now, you look at being in the midst of a two-game winning streak, you have an opportunity to win three against one of the best teams in the NFC. That's a great way to finish the season with one game after this Rams game, which is on a national stage as well. So I think there's still enough time to salvage, not the entirety of the season, but in terms of the staff and not necessarily having any heat on them once the season ends. You want to finish on a good note because if you can take care of your business against the Rams on a national stage, man, that won't necessarily make everything right within the fan base, within the city. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you this much, that they would go right off in the offseason feeling a little bit better than riding off in a five-game losing streak to finish the season. And the same could be said for the entire staff with the Falcons.
Have you made up your mind on Raheem?
You know what? I have it. I have it. I want to know, have you guys made up your mind? What's the sentiment coming from the state?
Yeah, I just two things, B. Never getting a handle on the special teams, which came back to bite him.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just thought, you know, when he get his second chance to be head coach, I think he hired the wrong assistants. I think, you know, and you're like, he was dealt a really weird hand with the Kirk Cousins thing, but I don't think Zach was the guy to develop a young quarterback. So that's where I fall.
Yeah. So now that's the kicker. If Raheem sticks for 2026, what significant changes would be made, primarily to the offensive side? Because even though the defense has been sporadic in moments, they've been fairly good. And then you got some young pieces that emerge in their rookie campaign. When you look at Pierce and Walker, those are guys that look like they're foundational pieces. You know, you need to add up some guys in the secondary. You got to get some more cornerback play, in my opinion. You got to add depth there. But I think the defense will be bright moving forward. It's all about the offense because the offense has too much talent. Too much talent for them to be so inconsistent.
I agree. We got some big matchups this weekend.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And get to them all because we're already running behind, but we will get your thoughts as we get closer to the end of the season and what this playoff picture looks like. Big week in the NFL. There are huge implications with some of these matchups, including Bears 49ers. That's going to be the Sunday night game. I'm looking forward to that. Eagles Bills in the 4 o'clock window on Sunday. And obviously the Falcons play on Monday night. B, we got to run, man. Thanks again. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again at the end of next week, hopefully.
Yes, sir. You guys be safe.
All right, man.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.